Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Krista Gibson with New Spirit Journal, and my guests today are Alina Frank and Dr. Craig Wiener from EFTTappingTraining.com. Welcome, Alina and Dr. Craig.
Hi.
Hi, Krista.
Hi, Krista. Great to be on.
So, what is EFT or tapping? Those are kind of some strange words. So can you tell us what it is and why would we want to learn about it?
Mm-hmm. So EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, and it is a system that uses the meridian system, just like traditional acupuncture, except that instead of inserting needles at these points, there are points that are very close to the surface of the skin so that we can actually change and activate that energy system by just tapping, physically tapping with our fingertips on these points. And we also use some NLP in EFT work, which is neuro-linguistic programming, which actually stimulates change in thought pattern and feeling. Basically what it does is the tapping tunes you in and clears any sort of negative emotion that you have, and therefore allowing your mind to think differently about a situation. And sometimes it works in a minute. Other times it takes a few rounds. A typical session will be an hour to an hour and a half addressing an issue. But if you think about it in terms of what this helps, there isn't anything that we experience as humans that doesn't evolve emotions. And so if you think of your finances, if you think of your health, if you think of relationships, all of that have emotions attached to it. And in EFT, we think that the vast majority of conditions and challenges at the root of it all are unresolved negative emotions. And when we dispel that and take the charge out and neutralize it, we really give a chance to the mind and the body to really heal itself, and sometimes very quickly in very dramatic ways.
So why do you think that that's so? I mean, Alina, I know that you've worked with a lot of different healing techniques and over the years. Why do you think this particular one is so powerful?
I think because it gets to the root of the issue. We look for the origins. We look for the timing of things, and it gets to the reason why we are manifesting what we are, and that is the emotions. The emotions, another way to say it energetically, is that we're vibrating in a certain way, and we are attracting those experiences to us in alignment with what we're vibrating, and we're shifting that energy. We're shifting our vibration around it, neutralizing it. And the other thing that is quite remarkable about EFT is that we actually state what's wrong instead of glossing over and saying that things are great. And so for a lot of people that have been using law of attraction or positive affirmations and they're not getting the results in their lives, it's because what you resist persists. And with EFT, we acknowledge that something is there beneath the surface, sometimes subconsciously. We bring it to the surface, and then we release it with the tapping, and then you just feel differently about it. It's not that you're avoiding anything. You're just looking at it head on, doing the tapping. The tapping clears the blockage in the meridian system that's responsible for the negative emotion, and poof, you feel very differently about it.
So let me ask you a question. If somebody comes to you with a particular issue, whether it's money or relationships or physical or whatever, how do you help them determine what the issue is? You know, because you're saying you're going to tap on an issue. How do you help them determine what that is?
How to determine what the cause of it is?
Mm-hmm. Like, let's say somebody comes to you and let's say their problem is financial. You know, they just can't, they have all these problems with money. How do you know what the issue is? I mean, do you have like a therapy session first, or how do you know what their issue is? Because it could be different, for different people.
Absolutely. So one good way to determine what the block or the challenge or the resistance might be is for them to actually close their eyes and imagine that they've just been given all of this money, or imagine that they've got a full-time thriving healing arts practice, and seeing if emotionally every part of their being is congruent and at peace and calm with that. And you'd be surprised how many people feel anxiety, feel overwhelmed, feel angst, feel all this pressure, or they're afraid that they're going to lose it, or some other thing that shows up around having abundance and having wealth, and fear of success or fear of failure. And that is rooted in our past experiences. There isn't a belief that we address that isn't directly related to a past experience. And so with EFT, we go hunting for what that is, those past experiences, and then neutralizing them.
Yeah, so, you know, there is absolutely a sleuth, you know, aspect to the work. But also you begin with where the person is, right? You begin with the complaint that they come in of, even if it's connected to something in the past, something deeper, something that they didn't even realize. You always begin with where they are and what they're feeling about the situation that they're coming in for, that they're working with. And there's almost always going to be a negative emotion with regarding the problem that I'm having with my relationship, with my money, with my health, especially. And, you know, as a chiropractor, you know, commonly they'll come in for some sort of physical ailment.
Right.
And when we work with, you know, whether it's back pain or a migraine or whatever the issue is, the emotional component may begin with how they feel about their pain. Well, it's really frustrating because I can't lift up my grandchild, or I can't make love, or I can't do this, or I can't go to work, and there's a loss of income, so I'm really angry about that, or disappointed, or scared, or... So when we start to look at the integration of the emotional aspects with, for example, the physical one, that will then tend to lead us to the most current situation they're having it, but very often we'll see those patterns that we unwind, and we look at when was the last time that we felt the exact same way about this, and maybe what was the first time. And so there's a sleuth component, but it's never like a therapy session where we're digging. Let's go rip up that childhood and let's go right to that. You know, we don't do that.
Right.
It's a very gentle technique.
Yeah, more of an unwinding.
Yeah, I would also say that it is really ironic that how you're feeling about your physical condition or your finances or your romantic relationship is enough to prevent you from actually changing it.
So you work on whatever that initial feeling is that the person presents and that they can express. Because if you don't work on that first, they can't have a change.
Yeah, absolutely.
That makes sense. So is this a self-help technique? Is this something people can learn to do on their own? Or do they need to come to professionals like yourselves in order to be able to use this effectively?
Yeah, so we train a lot of people that are in the healing arts. People are including EFT in their massage or bodywork practice, acupuncturists are using it. We have people that are working with peak performance that are helping professional athletes with blocks to achieving their goals. We have people in corporations that are doing peak performance work. And so it is taught as a self-help technique, and I think that's one of the great things, and what really empowers people is that you teach them how to do this and they go home and they're able to help themselves tremendously. But for some of these things, it's hard to see the forest for the trees sometimes as your own healer. So, I like to think of it as if a dentist can clean their own teeth and they can floss their own teeth and they can maybe bring out the tools and do a little bit of what the hygienist does. But for a root canal, a dentist needs to see someone else. There are bigger things that need to be resolved only with the help of a professional guiding you. And we're talking about big T traumas with this.
Actually a great analogy I've never heard you use, Alina. Perfect. That's really well done. There are things that we can do ourselves and things we can work on. I mean, I told you earlier that I was having a cold and I may not be on the call. So believe me, I was tapping on that and working on that, and I'm doing much better. But I'm not about to dig out the thing that happened when I was 4 years old with the right? So that's something I'm going to need some help with.
Because
I can't see all the pieces,
sense.
Right?
That's right. Yeah, it makes total sense. So what was the inspiration that got the two of you involved in this? Where did that come from that you got introduced to this whole process and started using it yourself?
Yeah, so the reason why I got involved with this and I knew that I wanted to not only just see clients with this, but also go out and teach this really to the world, was because I suffered from an incurable autoimmune condition, and I knew that it was related to a traumatic event. I had a stillborn, and 6 months later, I was diagnosed. And I spent 12 years trying to find a way to heal myself. And at the end of that 12 years, I discovered EFT. And I mean, I had done everything, and nothing really helped for very long. And I knew that EFT was the ticket, because it really addressed the original reason why I had this to begin with. And I did. And I can't name one area of my life that hasn't been improved tremendously as a result of doing EFT. And it also answered some real questions for me about the law of attraction and how it works. I started a law of attraction group in Washington, D.C. before moving out here to the West Coast. And I noticed that there were some people in the group that they felt like they were really doing a great job of always, you know, chanting and meditating on their affirmations and going about the day, singing these beautiful, lofty affirmations to themselves and doing all this intending and just consciously trying to create. And yet the evidence of their lives, I looked at what they had actually manifested, and they were always sick, they were always broke, they were always in bad relationships, and I thought, what the heck is the disconnect here? And what I realized with EFT, it's not what you're saying, it's really what you're feeling. And if you are going around saying that I'm well and I'm wealthy, and the truth of your life is that you're not, and you feel awful about it, then that vibration is going to stay, and that's what you're going to continue to manifest. And so, anyway, for me, it was just like the whole, everything that I had learned up to that point, finding EFT about 10 years ago, just made total sense. And that's how I found it. And then Craig's got a great story about how he found it.
Well, yeah, that's a good story, Craig.
Yeah, totally different direction. As open-minded as I am, I was actually quite skeptical about EFT at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was watching Dr. Joe Mercola's site, and he was talking about this new thing that I'd never heard of, this tapping whatever QRS thing, and was saying, try it on this, and it works on migraines and stress, and it works on, you know, colic, and it works, you know, it was just on and on. And I was just like, oh, give me a break. Nothing does something for everything. And so I blew it off for a long time, and I was quite skeptical. But, you know, the thing about a skeptic is that it's not a cynic, so eventually we end up hearing something, or something opens the door that makes us have another look. And so let's just say that there was some circumstance where it was a time in my life where I was offering these transformational dialogues, these lectures that I do with people like Larry Dossey and Bernie Siegel, and I'd just started it, opening it up in a new way, and I decided to challenge myself to something that I didn't really know much about. And I realized, you know what, there's that thing I've been reading about and Joe was talking about forever, and I'm going to find out more. Because, you know what, I really don't know much. I was just being skeptical and a little closed-minded, and let me find out more. So I actually Googled online Whidbey Island, where we live, to see if there was anybody that was doing this tapping thing, and lo and behold, there was this woman named Alina Frank. And so I called her and said, look, I'm interested in finding out more. I really don't know much, but I'm open. Would you be willing to come to the office, do a demonstration, work with my staff a little bit, and if that goes well, then I'll put you on stage here at the, you know, the talks that we give, and we'll give a presentation to the public. And so basically she did. I was impressed. She did great work and great demonstrations. She was a great speaker. And as a result of that first transformational dialogue, my life was transformed, ended up taking the training with her, ended up marrying her, and one thing led to another. So tapping basically led to an amazing transformation of my life and wife and everything else. So that was really my entry. And it's been, you know, what I would say beyond the history of it and currently now is, as a chiropractor, I've always known of a mind, body, and energetic connection. That's always been
right.
a part of who I've been. But it's really taken to a much deeper level now. And now I understand that there really is not physical pain without emotional pain. There really is not, you can't in any way separate the energetic, the emotional, and the physical, and the spiritual as well. So working with Alina and, you know, our evolution as a team and trainers and practitioners has really been a lot of fun and a wonderful experience.
Well, and I'll say that, you know, I first heard of tapping quite a few years ago, but it's recently that it seems to be getting out into the mainstream consciousness, you know, through Dr. Oz and Oprah and BBC, and even Wayne Dyer is, you know, is
mm-hmm.
talking about it now. So can you talk about that a bit? I mean, what do you think's going on with that, and where do you think that's going to go? I mean, as far as getting it out into the mainstream.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I think that one of the things that that has helped us along really bring this to the masses and have people pay attention to us finally, because you really do have to overcome your resistance to something that looks so bizarre.
Yeah.
I think it's because we have now over 60 published studies that confirms what we in the field have just been knowing all along, which is that this is a very powerful, effective, and quick tool. And so when you have people doing studies on PTSD and combat veterans, and you see studies on how this helps with professional athletes and how this works with generalized anxiety disorder and so on and so on, I think that's what's making people really pay attention. And it's really exciting to see. It's a very exciting time to be part of this movement.
Yeah, because you're talking about results, and what you're saying is that people are actually seeing results from this. It's not just people being excited because it's the new shiny thing. It's that, hey, this is working for folks, and that gets people's attention real fast.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, you know, I think the kind of the shiny diet syndrome, where something kind of like races up and it hits the, you know, the top 10 list,
yeah.
and then it flops
mm-hmm.
quickly. We're
right.
really watching over the last, especially 10 years, this very steady incline
mm-hmm.
in studies, in acceptance, in integration into more and more mental health arenas. And so we're watching EFT in the field of energy psychology really transform the way a lot of practitioners and mental health practitioners and acupuncturists and naturopaths, chiropractors, et cetera, the way that they're really integrating the emotional component as
right.
an you know, way as a technique. And so we're watching further integration, which is a really good sign, I think, for
yeah,
the field.
Yeah, very exciting. Absolutely. So what are you two currently working on? You give classes and workshops, right? And as far as your own practices, can you talk about that some?
Sure. A lot of things. I mean, one is we're traveling across Canada and the United States, training and teaching. And you know what? I think that's our favorite thing of all. You know, we just love teaching and mentoring people that are learning it for themselves and learning how to tap, and ones that are learning to be practitioners. We also coach and mentor
mm-hmm.
practitioners about how to grow a thriving practice and business. That's another part of what we do to make sure that the work is getting out into the world and practitioners are taking care of themselves.
Right.
So that work is fabulous. We have our own practices. In fact, I think Alina's probably 80 to 90% of her work is Skype and telephone around the world.
Mm-hmm.
We've got upcoming trainings that are having to deal deeper with not only with EFT, but with trauma. And most exciting really is we're working on a documentary about EFT that'll hopefully be done within the year that'll really allow a way for somebody to be able to hand something to their medical doctor, to their husband, to their employer, et cetera, and say, look, you know that weird thing? Here's some of the evidence. Here's how you can understand it in a concise and effective and beautifully done way. So those are just some of the projects we're working on.
That's very exciting.
Alina's got some, too, and she's working, so, you know, we've got our hands full. How about you, Alina? What are you working on right now?
Well, over the years, I've been part of a lot of EFT books and manuals, so I've been the contributing author to 5 EFT books,
wow.
And now I'm getting my own book out there. I am finishing up the book on EFT for great sex. And so sex and intimacy has always been the focus of my private practice when I'm not teaching and mentoring other EFT coaches. And so it's finally getting out there, and it's exciting.
That's great. That's great. Well, it sounds like you're both just, you know, this has become just a really big part of who you are and,
mm-hmm.
and your practice and what you do for other people. So if people wanted to get in touch with you and do some work with you and find out what's going on, what's the best ways for people to do that?
Well, the website is absolutely the best way. So the website is www.efttappingtraining.com, efttappingtraining.com. And you know what? If you Google EFT Tapping Training, you can find us on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on pretty much every social media, on Pinterest. So, you know, we're out there. But the website is really the best way to be able to get, you know, there's free ebooks if you sign up for the newsletter. There's the workshops. There's audios and videos and interviews. And we're continually putting out lots of training materials that people can use to find out more about EFT and learn about it and how to integrate it in different parts of their lives. So it's a great resource.
That's great. And so if somebody wanted an individual session with either of you, they can find out about that through that same website?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes, they can.
That sounds great. Well, is there anything that I haven't asked you? I mean, I think we've covered this pretty well, but do you feel there's anything I've missed that you would like to add on at this point?
Mm-hmm. I would say, Alina, you should tell people that you are in Seattle, which I don't think that you mentioned.
Oh, yeah. So once a week I am in Seattle. I have an office in Ravenna, and so I see people here in locally if they want to see me in person.
Oh, good. That's a good thing to know, right, because
mm-hmm.
we have listeners all over the place, just like it sounds like you do. But
mm-hmm.
We do have a solid base here in the Seattle area. So, well, thank you both very much for your time and for giving this wonderful explanation about EFT. And I look forward to continuing to work with you in the future.
Great.
Thanks, Krista.
It's been
great.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.